Hello everyone, my name is Hasibur Rahman. I'm a CRM developer. I maintain a technical blog website at hrbtechtalk.com where I talk about my experience and knowledge on CRM and other technical areas that I have been involved in over the last 8 years. The topic that I will be talking about today is introduction and usage of role of field in CRM 2015. So CRM has a lot of cool features in it, and one of them is introduction of this role of field concept. So role of field is basically aggregation among the different records. So if an account has a multiple a number of contacts, there is going to be a role of field that we can use to actually hold on to the value of how many contacts does a particular account has. So for this particular demo, we are just going to show a very basic use of role of field. But before I get started, just a thing to note is role of field is not supported for every field type. It's supported only for whole number, decimal number, currency, and date and time. So let's go ahead and try to create a role of field. And for this particular demo, we are going to use the entity account. So let's go to settings. Let's go to customizations from the settings. Customize the system. Once that window opens up, we are going to select account and we'll expand that, and we're going to the fill section. So once that window opens up, we are going to create a new field. So since we are going to be counting the number of contacts a particular account has, so we are going to call it count contacts, and here we are going to select whole number. And this is where you're going to define whether it's calculated or roll up. So we're going to select roll up. And as you can see, as soon as you select a roll up, there's an edit button that appears. So this is where we actually formulate all our logic in terms of how this roll up field is going to be defined and how is it going to behave. And another thing to notice, since it's a roll up field, everything else gets automatically disabled. So you really do not get to choose the minimum or maximum value. So let's go ahead and select edit. So as soon as you do that, it actually creates the field in DB, and after creating the field, it's going to open up a window much like the window for business rules, and here you can define all your logics and how you want the field to act. All right, so it has come up. So the first thing you would like to I'd like to show you rather is use of hierarchy. So this is basically if an entity is getting referenced by itself, which in our case is not, so we are going to avoid that. We don't need that. Now for a related entity, this is what it's concerning us, so we are going to go and select contact. Let's see which one is it. Contacts, company name, and contract lines. Okay, so this should be us. Just to be safe, just to be in the safe side, I just want to see if there's anything else remaining. So this is contracts. Okay, this is contacts. Yeah, this is what we would like to see. So once that's done, we are going to click on this check mark here. And here you can actually define what kind of contacts you want to add. So if it is, so if you want to say if a contact name starts with, say, ABC, you only want to show those. If a contact starts only with XYZ, you want to show those. Or if you want to see, I want to see only the contacts that were created by me, you can add those conditions here. So for this particular demo, we would not go there. This is just a very basic vanilla introduction different to roll up, so we wouldn't. I will make another video to explain in details how this filter is going to work out. So I'm going to cancel this for the timing, and this is where I'm going to add the aggregation. So basically, here you can have sum, max, min, and count. So for mine, I'm just going to say count. I just really want to count how many contacts it has. And as soon as it is done, I'm going to say done. And I'm going to go save and close this. And the next thing I will do, I'll save and close this as well. I'm going to make this field that I've created available on the form. So once I will open up the default form. We'll give it a bit of time for it to catch up. Okay, it has loaded. So since it was custom field, I will select this, and this is the field that we are interested in. So if I go count contacts, and I go save and publish it, we're going to wait till it publishes the form, and afterwards, well, right now, let's close this window for solutions. So now we are going to go to cells. So the changes should have taken effect. If not, we will quickly hit the refresh button on the contacts, on the accounts rather. So let's go to accounts. So I don't have any right now. So I'm going to just create a new one. And we really don't care for this particular demo of how valid the data is, so we are just going to input the bare minimum. So account name, let's call it Hasib Store. And with that, we will save this. So as you have already noticed, the count context is appearing there at the field, and it's locked because you cannot modify it. It gets updated automatically or by hitting the refresh button, and I'll see you in a bit how that works. So now, if I go in and create the contact, let's say I call it Hasib Rahman and really nothing else, and I just save it. It goes in there, and let me refresh the form here. So you will see if since the refresh button has come in, if I go recalculate, it has updated the value to be 1. Now you really don't have to do recalculate all the time because if you don't, the system will kick in every 2 hours and it will update the number of contacts at that every time. Now the value of it is going to be effective when you actually see it from a view. So if I go back to accounts, and if I actually have that field available here, so just by looking at the list of the accounts, you can imagine that okay, if the field was here, you can see right away Hasib Store has 1 contact, and then another store down the street, let's call it Abracadabra Store, they had 2 contacts. So that's where the value comes in. And also, as I said, like I will make another video where I'm going to go deep into how you can do the filters for the different conditions. So this is it for this particular video, just as an introduction for the roll-off field. So if you like this video, and if you're watching it on YouTube, please hit the like button. And if you're watching it on my blog website, and if you have any question, feel free to leave a comment, and I'll make sure to get back to you. Okay? I hope you enjoyed the video. Take care and have a good day.